This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no.
Well, my.
We're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
Football's football, and the only way to get better at it is to play football.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
I don't mind talking to you. Ever see a cheetah stretch?
What an opportunity.
You can sleep when you die.
See any good players, tell them to come here.
Winning football is winning football.
Oh, we spend to win.
We apologize. Here now.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Who
we
Here now.
Hello.
Too much fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I like the drop board. It's just, you know.
I mean, just stupid.
It's just stupid.
Something to play with. Fiddle about, if you will.
We just did.
They're doo doo also.
They're doo doo also. that's I love the conviction with which he says that.
Yeah. Well, and he's such a nice guy that he'll never say anything like bad. Hence doo doo.
Yeah, that's Anthony Newman.
That's Anthony.
They're doo doo also.
He's a sweet man.
They're doo doo.
And a very good football coach and football player. And
I think you know what we've learned is Anthony Newman good at doing football.
Good at doing life.
Doo-doo. Yeah.
They're doo doo. They're doo doo.
See, they're Central. Doo-doo. Catholic?
They're doo-doo.
Yes. He's at West Lynn.
West Lynn.
He used to be Central Catholic.
They're doo-doo. They're doo-doo.
They're doo-doo also.
They're doo-doo. They're doo-doo.
You're right over there.
They're doo-doo.
Rob's having a stroke.
They're doo-doo.
He's just staring off in the distance while playing the doo-doo.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's do that.
I got to tell you some bad news.
What you got?
Well, Jace.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a heartbreaking documentary last night.
I did too, and it was really dumb. Pissed me off.
Which one was it?
That's it was getting all the rave reviews. Like people were like, you have to watch this. It was the catfish, the high school catfish thing.
Yeah, that's
that thing was.
I could have told you not
so
to watch that.
Effing stupid. But by then, like by the time I was like 30 minutes in, I was like, I kind of fast forwarded just because I wanted to see the twist. And I was like, yeah, we all knew what the twist was. That thing is. How did that get a documentary? And also say this: everyone in that. Thought that was the best thing that ever happened to him. That sleepy ass boring town, they freaking loved that happened because it gave something to do in that meaningless wasteland of an existence.
Well, a lot of people don't know what you're talking about.
There's a Netflix, it's the number one show on Netflix, and it's called like
it's High called Unknown Number, right?
Unknown Number, High School Catfish or something. It's so stupid. And you will dislike everyone in it. every single person. And it was an hour of, it actually was 45 minutes probably because I fast forwarded. How that was trending, because I saw people that were
it's the twist. So they
everyone figured, like, you couldn't figure out the twist in 2 minutes.
I know. They've been propping up, oh, it's a twist that everyone's talking about on the internet and everything. And so everybody.
Yeah, and we know what it was from the very first Catfish documentary, like a decade ago.
So anyway.
Which was actually good because we'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
Now, I watched a doc on your hero, Bruce Willis.
If you're ready to badmouth Bruce Willis, I got a golf tee in front of me. I'm going to stab you with it.
Why would I badmouth Bruce Willis?
Because
I'm just going to give you some bad news.
Oh. Because
you know he's not doing well.
He's got dementia.
He does, but he has. So Diane Sawyer got the big interview with his wife.
Okay.
And
I don't know. His wife isn't famous, right? This is just a normal girl, right?
She's not. My wife and I were talking about that. I think she might have been a model, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I didn't recognize her. She's very quiet.
Emma.
She's very. She says she's very.
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. She keeps to herself.
Yeah.
She admits that.
She is a British American model, actress, entrepreneur, and advocate.
Yeah. So
she's a model.
Anyway. Yeah. Diane Sawyer sat down with her because nobody really knows what's going on with Bruce.
No.
They just know that he's out of the spotlight now and it's not going well.
They said he had they didn't necessarily call it dementia. He's got memory issues, but it was a certain type
So the two key interviews on here were a doctor talking about what he has and his wife.
Okay.
And boy, I tell you what, it's heartbreaking, dude.
Really?
Bruce Willis has what's called frontal lobe dementia.
Yeah.
And the doctor said it is the worst type of dementia because the person, and this is often true of other types of dementia too, but he has no idea it's happening.
Yeah.
So he, in his mind, and he's also nonverbal now, so he can no longer speak. So, but she says he shows love, he receives love, so...
Yeah, because every now and then they drop a family photo on a birthday or whatever, and everyone's around and they're smiling and he's grinning. He just doesn't know.
He just doesn't know what's happening.
You see him dancing with his daughters and stuff. Yeah. There are tender moments, but he's checked out basically.
Well, he said that. Well, she said that he was a wonderful father to the, because he has two young daughters.
Yes.
They're 12 and 8, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, and then he's got the older daughters with Demi Moore.
And with the young daughters, he was really wonderful, really hands on, always playing with them, always goofing off. And she said one day he just kind of stopped doing that as much. He was just kind of reserved. She didn't understand what was going on for the longest time. And that's what the other thing that sucked about it was the doctor said most people don't get what's happening. And because it's kind of subtle, it doesn't hit you over the head one day. It just
slowly creeps in.
What is going on with him? Well, anyway, he has gotten to the point where he is now nonverbal. She had to move him to a house down the street from theirs.
Yeah.
And he lives by himself. Well, he doesn't live by himself.
He's got care,
he lives with his caregivers.
Yeah.
And she and the daughters live in their home and they go and visit him. She said the only saving grace is that she just hopes and believes that he knows who they are, but she doesn't really know that because he can't verbalize that.
Wow.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
Really, really, really sad.
That's why, dementia just...
But he's moving.
Yeah.
He's not physically, he's physically, he's fine. He just may not know what the hell's happening.
Yeah, that,
Bruce Willis.
I just, that stuff just terrifies me. And I've had this conversation with my family because back when the whole CTE stuff was coming out and, head trauma and being linked to ALS and dementia.
Sorry, it was not frontal, did I say frontal lobe dementia? It's frontotemporal dementia.
Yeah, because I remember
FTD.
I remember when they announced it, there was some fancy name to it. They didn't just say Alzheimer's or dementia.
It's
or
FTD. It's a rare form of dementia that affects the frontal and temporal lobes of the brain.
Huh. This is all stuff that my daughter wants to be a doctor, and this is the sort of stuff that she's researching. And she talks to me about it all the time because this is something that I'm scared of because of the repeated head trauma. My daughter talks about it, that they are doing some really interesting research and feel like they may be close to some...
that's what the guy said.
To dementia and Alzheimer kind of breakthrough stuff.
Yeah,
being able to basically kind of wash the brain.
The doctor said that they're getting close to being able to reverse it.
Yeah.
So if they see it early enough, they can stop the trend. And he said that Bruce Willis may be one of the last to have to go through this and not get help.
So like, there's this idea, like it's like a tau protein sort of thing, and it like kind of grows, and it like it's like an entanglement that kind of grows like a spider all over your brain. And there's some belief now that they're going to be able to basically scrub those off. And if they do, there you may be able to reverse a lot of this or stop it before it gets really bad. She's really, really interested, because it just, that absolutely scares the living hell out of me, to basically just be a walking, I'm not going to say you're a zombie, but you have no idea, like not knowing who your family is. That just, I just don't have.
Well, you may know, but he may know who his family is. Yeah. He just, the doctor describes it way better than I do. It's this idea that, like, you don't know what's going on in his brain because he can't verbalize
it. But you know, beforehand, he was confused, and
it's possible that he thinks everything's normal.
Yeah.
But because he does not recognize his own behavior.
And I know this sounds bad, but this is why this one is like my biggest fear. Because you don't know what's going on, and then I just become a burden on my family. This is where my Sukanic cabin cruiser protocol, I'm going out and I'm not coming back in. This just, I just can't imagine that. Just slipping into that state where you have no idea what's going on. I just scares the living bejesus out of me.
Well, I feel bad for the wife, man. She was like, man, there is no roadmap for this.
No.
But she's actually doing, she wrote a book and about it. And there's a lot of support groups for people that have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And so she's doing a lot of good.
Yeah.
The doctor said that the doctor who studies this type of dementia said that she may be the single person doing the most to help advance their causes, because she's had to watch
to deal with all this.
Watch Bruce go through it.
There is a really good movie. It's a French film. Might be called Tomorrow. I'll look it up, but it is brutal. I just warn you. It's a really good movie. It won some Academy Awards, and it deals with an elderly couple going through this and having to deal with a partner that's going through Alzheimer's dementia. And it is an unflinching, brutal look at what that must be like, to have someone that's been by your side for all those years and then have that person slip away. Because a lot of times it comes with like fear and confusion and like lashing out and all those things. And I mean, I don't know if they talked about that, but the fact that he had to move into a house, you wonder if there is some of that goes on, where he does get angry and he gets confused and who are you people and all that. I mean, it's bad. And I love, absolutely adore Bruce Willis. That's
Bruce Willis.
Sad as
American treasure.
If a meteor is coming towards the earth, I want one man and one man only, dementia or not, give me Bruce Willis. I mean, he's like my childhood. It's like Stallone and like Bruce Willis and Schwarzenegger. Like, I grew up on all that. Like, that is my childhood in the 80s and 90s. It's John McClane, for God's sakes.
What do Americans think about tipping culture? A survey next on The Fan.
Welcome to the party, pal!
Pussy. Good ball game. 14-14.
Yeah.
Second quarter. And then there's Cowboys-Eagles.
And there's Cowboys Eagles. This is good.
Winning football
for opening game. Two iconic brands, toe to toe. It's nice. Take this all day.
Now to a survey on how Americans feel about tipping culture.
Oh yeah, we've been meaning to get to this for the last couple days.
1 in 3 Americans think it has gotten out of control.
I would be one of those 3 Americans.
That's pretty low.
I'm surprised it's not higher. I'm surprised it's not 50%.
1 in 3. Only about 33%.
Yeah.
Key insights. The most likely to receive tips are restaurant servers.
Yeah.
67% of restaurant goers saying they always leave a tip at sit-down restaurants, which that is low.
Only 67%?
Yes.
Wow.
Leave any tip?
It's what it says.
Wow. You have to do something extraordinarily bad.
Is it including like order at the counter type places or something?
This says sit down restaurants.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to do something extraordinarily bad for me not to tip. And if you go to a restaurant to sit down and you don't tip, I kind of think you're a cheap ass and you shouldn't go out to eat.
Kind of.
I mean, that's just kind of, I mean, and even if it's bad, because then, like, when you tip out, like, you know, you're dealing with the cooks and all that, I just feel like that needs to be part of eating out.
Yeah, your mentality needs to be that the tip is part of what you're going to do that night. Yes. And if it's going to be too much, then you got to scale back.
Others up, receiving more tips from last year. Hairstylists or barbers.
Yeah.
Food delivery people and rideshare drivers.
Yeah. Ooh, see, I've got a controversial one here. I had a rideshare. I told you about this. We had me and the special lady friend, we had a rideshare kerfuffle involving a tip a couple weeks ago when we went to L.A. And this is where, like, I have a rub. I have no problem. I understand that tipping is part of our culture and people rely on tips for their wages. I totally get it. But if you are terrible at what you do, I am not tipping you.
Not automatic. It's for service.
So we were in LA and we had to catch, it was Monday. So I had to fly back for the show. So we were leaving Monday very early, caught the first flight out of LA. And so we were catching an Uber at 5:15, 5:30 in the morning from the hotel, about a 25-30 minute ride to the airport. So I don't know, what was it, 35 ish bucks, right? And so the guy, you know, gets there or whatever, and he rolls up, and I go to open the door, and the car just reeks of weed. It's not like there's a hint of weed, dude. My man,
you've been hotboxing.
He's hotboxing me, so I'm like, yikes. So I was like, oh, okay. So I opened the door for my lady, and then he pops the trunk, and I go to put our bags in the trunk, and his trunk is just full of crap. There was like 12 basketballs in there, too. And I was like, oh, well,
he's coaching between practices.
I was like, all right. So I go to put my bag in there, and he gets out, and he's wearing like basketball shorts and like a tank top, and he's like, no, I'll get that. And so I was like, oh, okay. So he takes my bag, and he just starts jamming it. Like in the trunk, like he's not moving the basketballs around. He's just jamming it in between the basketballs and the top. And I was kind of like, dude, just
what?
Like, I'll do it. And so then I get in the car, and again, it's 5:30 in the morning, and he starts playing. My Galaxy didn't mind it that much, but he starts playing like rap R&B quite loudly, and it's vulgar. Which normally, again, I don't care. I just thought to myself, it's a little early in the morning. For, you know, bees and hoes with, you know.
Yeah.
And why? And not like a
24 hours.
Yeah. Like it's turned up.
Grind don't stop.
The grind don't stop. So I'm sitting there in this thing and I'm like, dude, it reeks of weed. You got your music turned up. I'm like half asleep. And my man starts like, complaining. He starts literally yelling at traffic and it wasn't that bad, but he starts yelling at traffic. He's flipping someone the bird. And I'm like, okay. And by the time he got done, I just was like, dude, I am not tipping. I'm not doing it. Cause like we got out of the car and my gal was like, oh my goodness. I'm like, yeah. Oh my goodness is right. And I was like, I'm not tipping. And she's like, you're not going to tip. I said, no. Said, I'm absolutely not going to tip him. And she was not happy about that. She was like, well, I'll tip him. I'm like, no. And she's like, well, do you have cash? And I was like, if I have cash, I'm not giving it to you because you're going to tip him. And it kind of turned a thing. She said, you always have to tip.
And
I say, horse crap. Why should I tip that guy who was an abs? Everything about that Uber ride was a disaster.
And it's all going to him, at least at a restaurant. It's like you said, there's like chefs to worry about and like people who are at the front of the house. Like if you have a bad waiter at a restaurant, there are still other people depending on that tip. This is one guy driving his car. He didn't earn that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you got to really. Yeah. I mean, if you're working for tips, you at least need to have your stuff together.
Yes.
Like at least try for the tip.
You can't. And look, you can't show up in a car that you just got done smoking weed in. And I don't even care. Like, you know. Hey,
well, dude, he may not care.
Well.
You know.
Well, but you
well, if he cares about his tips, he should care.
I'm saying he may not care about his tips.
Well, then that may be. Well, then you're not getting one.
Like, yeah. If you don't tip him.
Yeah.
It could be viewed as you forgot.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I mean, I've done that.
Yeah.
But if you tip him poorly, isn't that kind of a more of a signal? Like,
I guess. I just was like, I'm not dealing with this. There comes a point in time where if you are bad at what you do, this automatic tip thing blows my mind. Now, I'm not saying you have to be great. I'm not saying you have to go above.
You just have to try. Because oftentimes in restaurants, you'll get bad service.
Yeah.
It's not always their fault.
No.
The restaurant's in shambles in the back. And
they're having a rough night. Yeah, they're scrambling. Right. I will tip. It takes an extraordinary amount of...
That's his fault.
Yes. That's his fault. Like I said, the waiter would literally have to come over and tell me to kiss their ass for me not to tip at a restaurant. Now, the tip will vary based on how good the service is. But an Uber guy? Yeah, dude. I am freaking out. I am not doing that.
I've never really had a terrible Uber trip.
Yeah.
And I have a really bad habit of always giving 5 stars.
Yeah.
Because if you don't give... I don't know if you've noticed, but if you try to not give 5 stars, mm-hmm. it asks you why.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Yeah. Like, I don't got time for that.
I'm not
typing in my other explanation.
Here's five stars. Fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I always give 5 stars. Unless it's a crappy ride, like that guy.
So did you give that guy 1 star?
I didn't even rank.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I just was like, I'm done with it. Because, look, I don't want to crap on anyone. I'm not here to make anyone's life harder. I don't want to give you a bad rating or cause it. I'm just not. I had the ride. It was 30 whatever we agreed to. There's your money. And we're done. It was we live in a world now. We talked about this, like, where if I have a poor interaction, okay, it's a poor interaction. I don't need to go to Twitter. I don't need to go to Instagram or TikTok and shame some guy and say he's the worst driver and leave a nasty review. It wasn't a great Uber ride. I don't want to ride him again. I'm just not going to tip, but that's the end of it. Like you said, I don't have time, nor do I want to leave a bunch of reviews. You're not getting extra money from me. A tip should be, by definition, extra money for doing a service. And that's that. There was no real service provided there.
So stylists, hairstylists, food delivery people, and rideshare drivers are getting more tips than last year. Hotel housekeepers, coffee shop baristas, and furniture or appliance delivery workers and takeout food workers are all getting less than last year.
Well, I've seen a lot of stories where people are videotaping like Uber or DoorDash drivers literally spitting or kicking and losing their S if people don't tip them.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What is the difference between a food delivery person and a takeout food worker? Yeah. So you go in and pick it up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that I always tip. I don't tip maybe 20% there, but I do because somebody does put that order together.
I usually do a couple bucks. Like that's more of a 10% for me.
I mean, they do deserve a tip for putting your order together.
Yeah. Well, like if I pick up some Thai food and it's 50 bucks, I'll leave a 5. And I you know, but that's, again, it's one of those, I get it, you're back there boxing the food, but I am taking that food to go. Where I'm drawing the line, and I think this is where a lot of people are too, like stadium workers, you don't get to hand me a popcorn that I just paid $12.50 for and then ask me for a tip. That I just...
I wonder how much they get.
I don't know. But that's...
I would think not much, because I feel like most people are outraged at the prices at those events anyways, and so they're like, I'm definitely not giving any extra since you already upcharged this thing.
I also think there's another view of that. And it is that I don't think anybody, even the workers, really expect much tip. It's just there in case somebody wants to be nice and like, here's 20 bucks.
They don't want to turn away the opportunity in case someone feels jealous.
Yeah, in other words, I don't think they're offended when they're not tipped on that. Maybe some of them are, but they shouldn't be.
Well,
it's more of a thing that, hey, let's put this on there just in case anybody. It's like you can't get tips if you don't have a tip jar out. It's the same thing. Yeah. If you don't ask, you're not going to get them.
Well, this is another one. Same thing. Down in LA, we're at Dodger Stadium, and most places now are cashless, right? Most stadiums are cashless. And the Dodger has a Dodger Express where they've got the Dodger dogs, the garlic fries, and it's you just grab it. It's on a big rack, right? You open up the little door like a hot and ready. And you grab it, and then you take it up to the cashier, and she just looks at it and then rings it up. So went in there, grabbed my 2 Dodger dogs, garlic fry. They have pre-made soda right there. You grab it. Again, like $74 later, I was like, geez. And sure enough, when you went to pay, that thing spun around, and I saw the tip, and the tip, hand to God, started at, I think it started at 18%. And I did have that thought of, who just got done paying $70?
Tipping myself here or what?
Exactly. Like, literally, I grabbed
I the, did the work.
I did the work.
I was the service.
All you did was spin the pad. Literally, there's a lady there to count what I ordered and then spin the pad. And it starts at 18%. Like, where did we get like
this?
But
it doesn't start at 18%. Oftentimes, they have it set to start at 25% or 30%.
Yes.
And you have to move it down.
Yes.
Other.
They shame you into, either custom or moving it down to 18 or 20%.
Dude, you just... I will tell you, I am one, and I don't like it because it makes me feel like a cheap ass, and I don't want to be cheap because cheap people are hard to be around. Dude, the tipping thing, it bothers me. And I don't want to be, I don't want to turn into an old man that's like, I don't want to tip.
Negative opinions about tipping, again, this from the survey, rise with age.
Yeah.
45% of Gen Zers, 51% of Millennials, 62% of Gen Xers, and 72% of Boomers have at least one negative view toward tipping.
Yeah.
And women are generally more always likely to tip than men.
Yeah. Dude, my gal, someone could take a steaming hot dump in the middle of our food, and my gal would tip 20%. Like, she can't.
They're doo-doo also.
Which is weird, because she's Japanese, and in Japan, no one tips. There is no tipping in if you tip in a Japanese whatever, they will give you your money back. They will follow you out the door and be like, what are you doing? It's insulting. And you know, maybe that's just livable wage type stuff, but we have got to put a some sort of curb on this.
Well, and, you already do. I mean, that's your choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your money.
As society, like the Dutch bro people, like, we've reached a point now where employees will not pay their employees and they expect people to pay them for it. And that's
that's the big problem.
The places that say, hey, I'm only going to pay you $2 an hour in some states and you're going to work on tips. So what you're saying is, as a business, I don't want to pay my employees. It's up to you to pay, ma'am. In what business does that work? Like, if you went in and a guy did your brakes.
Well, it's kind of working.
It is. And it's insane. I had a buddy that owned a car dealership, and he hates tipping more than I do.
It's insane.
And he would always make the argument,
what?
When I go to get coffee, you expect me to pay your employees, right? That's basically what you're saying is, I don't want to pay them, you pay them. I can't do that when you go in to get your brakes done. And by the way, getting your brakes done is a lot more involved than you getting someone that's making you a coffee. But no one tips the brake guy.
But the brake guy gets a living wage. Like, that's the difference, is he should get a living wage. It's much like on this, they were talking about how the least tipped person is home repair workers.
Yeah.
And that's because a lot of them make a pretty good wage, you know.
According to who?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of it's understood. It's not like you just say, hey, how much do you make, do I need to tip you? It's that, hey, an electrician comes over. Electricians can do very well.
Yeah.
Builders can do very... Yeah. So, I mean, I just remember we had a lot of work done on houses in the last handful of years. And the builder, I think I gave him gift cards, like just a little, hey, thanks. But I tipped cash to some of the lower level guys that I know were doing the bulk of the work.
Yeah.
Like, they were doing the tough stuff. Yeah. And I know that they don't make nearly as much as...
That's,
the head chief.
That's awesome, and that's my point. Those are people that are working their ass off and are doing really good work, and we...
Well, that's the difference. So the brake guy, that's to me, that's a dumb one, because that should be a guy that makes a living wage. Now, if he doesn't, or like a good wage, if he doesn't, that's a problem, and that should be talked about. But I think that's where a lot of people draw the line. And the other thing is, too, a lot of people really get bent out of shape about tipping. You don't have to tip.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't do it.
Yeah.
It's up to you. You know,
but it's, it, again,
so I don't
it's,
know why they.
Yeah, it's the shame.
It's kind of the pressure
of it.
But some people, It's actually, these numbers are lower than I thought.
Yeah, I like thought more people would be upset.
For example, 37% of people believe businesses should pay their employees better rather than relying so much on tips. That's low.
Yeah.
35% believe that tipping culture has gotten out of control. That's low.
Yeah.
34% are annoyed about the pre-entered tip screens that they encounter. That, to me, is low. Everybody bitches about those. 14% would be willing to pay higher prices in order to do away with tipping.
I would be in that.
And then 11% are confused about who and how much to tip, which I think that should be higher too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of confusion. Should I tip this person? Yeah. Should I not tip this person?
What is tipping? And
I kind of want to, but I don't have any cash. Should I care? You know, like it's just.
So, it's. I am surprised. The thing I'm most surprised about is how low those numbers are. I thought that would be more people that would be confused or like, dude, this is, we gotta like put a stop to this. And maybe more people are just saying no and not doing it, but
14% say they tip more when presented with the pre-entered tip screen. 29% say they feel good when they leave a generous tip, and 37% say they typically tip at least 20% at sit-down restaurants.
Well, like I got my beard trimmed today. I have the same lady that's trimmed my beard for years, and I like that little screen that she flips around. I tip 30 on that. One, I see her all the time and she's great. And two, I feel cheap because a beard trim's like, it's like $13. I feel like a 30% tip on it's like $4.50. Like if I were tipping 20% on that, I would feel like, really, I'm giving you $2. So I always, like on that, I always pick the highest one because it's like, yeah, here's an extra, you know, it's like $4.50. So on that, I don't know. That's just one of those that like always tip more on something like that, and that doesn't bother me.
All right, we got to take a break. Andrew Nemec is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Nemec is in the house.
Looking very dapper today.
Yeah, you look great. What's gotten into you? Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a few final thoughts on tipping. One is, you know, you shouldn't have to feel shamed into not tipping or for not tipping.
Sure.
I think everyone just needs, I think the new tipping culture should be people just need to decide what tipping looks like for them.
Yeah.
What you are comfortable with is fine. Because most people can, in their head, justify it. Now, sometimes there are cheap asses who are just like, like, dude, you should tip, and they don't. And that guy's just a butthead. But most people, pretty reasonable, within reason, just decide what tipping looks like for you.
Yeah.
And stick to that. You don't have to, you know, tip everybody. If you got bad service, you don't have to tip them.
And I think that's where it rubs people is there's the idea that
you're forced to.
You're forced
or
to.
Because it's on your screen.
Yes.
Another one is a lot of people that you may want to tip, nobody carries much cash anymore.
No.
A lot of them will take Venmo or Zelle or Cash App or whatever. So it's okay if you want to tip someone to ask them, hey, do you have Venmo? And they'll be like, oh, yeah, here you go. Here's my...
Yep.
Send them a little cash that way.
100%.
Other than that, I say just shut up and enjoy life.
It is one of those things that you try not to get too bent out of shape over, because you don't want it to ruin an... It's amazing what a few dollars can ruin an experience for anybody.
Well, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Yes.
If that does, that's on you. Because again, you don't have to give them a few dollars.
No.
If you feel like putting that back in your pocket is better, do it.
Yeah.
And don't feel bad about it.
Yeah. Just the expectation. That screen.
The other thing
is, screen gets everybody now.
And I think this is the biggest rub. Yeah, see, the screen doesn't bother me because oftentimes I'll just hit zero.
Yeah, you're just like, whatever.
And like I said, I really feel like a lot of, not all, but I think a lot of people who have that screen only view tips as like...
Yeah, just kind of a...
Extra. Yeah. It's nice if you leave one, but you're not expected to because I didn't do anything for you.
Sure.
You know, I think that's an understood thing.
Yes.
But some people don't view it that way. I think the biggest rub is that it's really what you said about businesses. Like, you're the business... Take care of your people.
Yes.
It's not on
us. Other countries do it.
That's right. It's not on us to take care of your people. We're generous. We'll help when we can. But, you can't pass the buck.
Yeah.
So basically what's happening is companies, they don't want to raise prices because that's bad for business.
Mm.
So what they do is they ask for tips. And it's essentially a way for them to raise prices without acting like they're raising prices.
Yes.
And that's bullshit.
Yes.
And people don't like that. And that's the main rub right there.
And I do think that people hate now because you see it a lot where if a driver, if a delivery person, if a waiter gets stiffed, they take to social media now to try to shame somebody. It has become a thing where, and you got to admit, dude, some of the entitlement that's out there from the people that it is.
I agree with that, but I also don't have any problem when they call some cheap ass to the carpet.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that because I feel like in a weird way, some of that social media stuff is kind of self-policing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it can be on both sides. Like, yes, there is a lot of I should have been tipped or whatever. But generally people vote, like they decide. And it's wild when someone thinks they're posting something that they think they've been wronged. And they're piled on because people are like, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you get the truth when that stuff comes out, you know.
So it's a weird thing, and I feel like it's, I don't know if it's unique, but it certainly is the biggest issue in our country. Because when you travel, this isn't.
So I feel like.
We are unique.
Only people that would be worried about being shamed on social media are people who know they should be shamed on social media.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're doing the right thing. You got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
That goes back to what's the right thing. I know Drew Brees got caught in this. Drew Brees picked up some food, and Drew Brees left a few bucks on a takeout order, and someone posted it online, being like, hey, Drew Brees, you cheap ass. And he was like, dude, it's a takeout order.
Well, see, but that...
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine of him to do.
But if he hadn't responded, it went around that Drew Brees was a cheap ass that was stiffing people.
Well, that may be their thought, but I think most reasonable people look at that and go, he's not. You know, Drew Brees, come on.
Yeah.
If you read the scenario.
But this is just, it's that culture of, I'm something bad happened to me, so instantly, or what I think is bad, happened to me, so here you go. I'm putting it out there for the world.
Well, and don't do bad things to other people.
See, that's where I'm not certain that's a bad thing.
All right. We must... Lay out.
Yes.
Wrap it up next on the fan.
Yeah, because Andrew Nemec is ready to go with his finely coiffed hair.
And his Crocs.
He does have his Crocs on tonight.
At least it's not the Hades.
But we're not going to hold that against him.
No.
Nice shirt. Looking ready to go. Ready to party. So we will wrap it up next on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I got to say, I'm always intrigued by what Buckley and Nemec are talking about in there.
Yeah.
Because he always comes in a little early and he's in there with Buck and they're always talking rather animated. And I just wonder what that's about.
I'm guessing it's about Christian McCaffrey and the soon to be torn Achilles that's about to happen.
Good call. You guys talking Niners? Because we can't hear them.
We were not talking Niners. We were talking a little bit of fantasy football. Okay. And believe it or not, we were doing a little show prep in here.
For tonight? For this
show? Well,
there
are a couple recruiting items. For one, the Mike Gundy claims that Oregon's working on a $40 million NIL budget.
Yeah.
Andrew Nemec might know a thing or two about that.
Yeah, that's
actually true.
Isn't it?
And then additionally, the whole transfer portal thing, the multiple transfer portals versus the single transfer portal. So, you know, we have newsworthy stuff today.
I like it. They have a good rapport there. They're always talking and chatting back and forth. Well, and I never know what they're talking about. I always think it's like,
our Subarus mostly.
Yeah. Your Subies are hot. Yeah. Like,
there's Subarus, there's Crocs involved.
Subarus, Crocs, young children.
Kids. Yeah, you both have little kids.
Little rat farts running around.
Little S heads.
Yeah.
One talking about high school boys in tight pants.
Check the tape, man.
You guys both like that.
Rocked in high school. Did you play high school football, Buckley?
I did not play high school football. I played basketball and baseball.
I hear Buck was a hell of a baseball player.
That's the rumor. People are saying.
Where did you hear that? A lot of people.
Didn't he go play in Turkey or something?
I played in China.
China.
And I coached in China, too.
Boy, Buckley's past life.
You coached the Chinese?
No, I coached American... young American boys in China in an international tournament.
Cool.
Buckley led such an interesting life, and now...
Now, look.
Now here I sit with you two.
Hear this, yeah.
Yeah, you're about to be a multi-millionaire when Suk wins the lottery and pays us to go away.
If I can remember to buy that ticket.
So you've got two more nights.
Yeah, it's
Saturday. Well, actually, you could buy it Saturday. Yeah. You could buy it tonight, tomorrow night, or
And
Saturday.
I know that there's a 7-Eleven right by your Jerry's watering hole, so you got no excuse if
that
you're heading
true.
There the next two nights.
That is true.
Boys. And how pissed would you be if the winning ticket was sold there?
Sold from that 7-Eleven?
All right. Don't worry, I'm going to win. Is it Saturday or Friday, the drawing?
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Saturday. All right.
I'm not worried.
Oh, you got it.
I'm counting on you.
I'm on it.
Great ball game tonight. We got Eagles 21, Cowboys 20 at half.
Yeah, this is great.
Good little ball game.
And an ejection 6 seconds in. Oh, great. Jack Collinsworth is still there.
Oh, we love Jack.
I want to talk about the biggest empty suit in the
history. King of the Nepo babies.
Look at him. Got his suit on.
Dude, that guy is such a...
Doesn't even wear a belt.
The dude's such a hole.
He's got Tony Dungy out there with his quiet strength. God, what's not to love? Andrew Nemec coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.